Today is the 8th of November 2017, and you know, as we get older and our bodies are wearing out, we begin to realize we will soon depart this life, and that there is no doubt. What once seemed so important is now not important at all. The kind of house you live in or the kind of car you drive. Now one's focus seems more on how to stay alive. With all the aches and pains and thought processes too, seem to be slowing down, makes you examine yourself anew. Of course, this degenerative process is the result of the fall and sin. It makes me rejoice in the fact that I've been born again. Had I never been born for the first time in this accursed earth, I never could experience the joys of the new birth. The anticipation to be eternally with Him makes it worth all the challenges. Being born, aging, dying, and going to be with my best friend. In heaven, there will be no aches, pains, or mental deficiencies there. Just a constant joy and peace where we will know no care. And I'm looking forward to that time. The older I get, I'm amazed at how, some people remain so cheerful throughout their whole lives. The beauty of the earth. When I look at the beauty of the earth with all its majesty, I can't help but be reminded how the Creator died on the tree. The very tree He made just for the sacrifice and placed there, He paid the price for me. I'm sure the beauty at Mount Calvary was serene when the Redeemer hung there in agony and pain. But on resurrection morning, the beauty must have burst forth with the glory of our Savior and all creation clapping its hands in praise, showing Him its pleasure. Yes, the beauty of the earth reveals a mighty Creator and King, and most importantly, the angels in heaven sing, worshiping the Lamb that was slain, He our redemption did bring. There's never a time and never a place. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to ever be ever thankful for what You have done, for dying for me, the purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost of the most bitter agony You experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what You did for me when You suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for His amazing grace. So let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6:14, 16, and 17. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of His people shall He take away from off all the earth where the Lord hath spoken it. Isaiah 25:8-9. And it shall be said in that day, Lord, this is our God. Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Well, I think that should be our prayer today, that there's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. To come and die for a sinner like me, my praise should ring out for eternity. Lord, help me to be ever thankful for what you have done for dying for me. The purchase is done. It was not completed without the awful cost, the most bitter agony experienced at the cross. Please always help me remember what you did for me when you suffered and died at Mount Calvary. There's never a time and never a place when and where I should not praise Jesus for his amazing grace. May the good Lord be with you this day. It's my prayer. God bless.